Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hi, Petty Bitches. This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victoria Secret.
And we are back for season 3, episode 2. How exciting.
So coming up on today's episode, we have an amazing interview. Before we have all our girly gossip, Davina, who is our interview with?
Well, we are very excited. We're actually so honored to get her to actually come on the podcast. And she is a queen icon, pop diva, the only pop star in my eyes to come out of Ireland, Samantha Mumba.
Can we do it together? Yay. I'm so sorry, everyone hates when I sing and I keep doing it. How did you come here? What kind of feedback did you get in our first episode of season 3?
Oh, people loved it. I think people were just so glad to kind of have us back. And it felt like a while, didn't it? But it was nice to be back.
Yeah. And the Housewives fan. Housewives, we're all
Housewives. I am a housewife. A real housewife.
We're all talking German today. They were living. They loved a bit of Margaret, yeah. Didn't they?
Oh, I still can't even believe that happened. I feel starstruck. And New Jersey, of course, is back.
Yeah.
Like, for those of you that are Housewives fans, there's always a consistent city on the go. Yes, so when one city ends, another city starts.
Oh, thank God. What else would we be watching? Like,
do you know, I was thinking though I actually was like going through my notes about the Margaret interview and things that we didn't get to say to her, but do you remember we had housewife taglines?
Yes. Do you remember yours?
Well, I'm always thinking of new ones because I'm like, okay, because I'm just destined to be on a housewife. Housewife. And do you want to hear my housewife tagline? And obviously, this would be like when I, you know, obviously make it big and like have loads of cash. Because you actually have lots of cash to be a housewife. But I write this one I have. And you know, they always try and put their name into their tagline.
Yes.
So I was always trying to think of something with like divine and like, because, you know, it's...
Oh, there's a big woofy outside, a dog.
It's your ex.
Shout out to my ex. And that's quite a loud dog, no? April, keep it down. April.
It's very loud. It's only a Jack Russell.
Come on, what's your housewife tag?
Okay, here it is. So, obviously, like, you have to do a dramatic turn. So you turn to the camera and then you say, I've made the climb from the nickel and dime. Now, my life's just divine. Isn't that good?
Okay, I really like that. I like how you need to do the turn. Like, for those of you who are just obviously listening, Davina's sitting on my sofa and still did the turn. Like, she did the exorcist. Like,
I turned.
Yeah. You're always turning people, aren't you? Always. Mostly stomachs. Come here, pet. How was your Valentine's?
I didn't even know what happened, to be honest. Stunning. And actually, you asked me last week on the Valentine's edition, what would someone have to do to get close to me?
Yeah.
I just realized, buy me shit.
Okay. Like, you say that, but you don't really enjoy giving.
I just mean taking.
I like gestures.
Like, if someone's giving me, like, I can get anything for myself, but it'd be nice to be like, you know, lavished gifts upon, wouldn't it? Obviously, if you're no interest, like.
That's giving me a flashback.
Is it?
Yeah. Do you know what one I'm God thinking knows. Of? There was a romantic moment in your life and somebody wanted to, like, get you something. You're like, do you know what I should ask for, to be honest? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually.
Oh, well, gone.
But I didn't ask.
You didn't in the end. You were like, should I? I was like, yeah, ask for this, this, and this. No, and you were like, oh, I can't.
Now my life is simply divine.
Where I had a moment where I realized, and something you slagged me about a lot during our, like, our 20s was, I used to say, we're wasting our 20s. Like, we don't even go to Dolly Does Dragon on a Monday. Yeah. And you were like, Dolly Does Dragon on a Monday? Get away. Now, bitch. Yeah. We're in lockdown over a year.
We wasted our
20s.
Absolutely. Big shout out to Dolly. Always listen. Avid listener to the podcast.
Do you think she's listened to another episode since her debut episode?
It's very hard to tell. I kind of feel like Dolly lives in Australia sometimes, the way she just texts back. Like, Dolly would text you at like 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And she replied to the message that you sent her 12 hours ago. So I don't know. Who knows? But if you are, big shout out to Dolly.
Dolly down under. Good day, Sheila.
Yeah, Dolly G. Dolly, good day.
I had the weirdest dream last night, and I think it's because of lockdown.
Right.
I dreamt that I was running an illegal gathering party in Break for the Border, you know, home of glitz and many failed club nights that I ran.
Yeah.
And then all of these madsers were coming in, like, you know, like, they looked like they were carrying weapons. Right. And the gays were looking at me like, going, what's going on? We thought this was going to be pop music and a lovely time. And I was like, just pack them in. Pack them in. We haven't worked in a year. We're like, we have to make money. Come on.
Are you sure that was a dream or a premonition?
Oh my God. It possibly could be. No, that's gone now. You worked there before lockdown.
Oh yeah.
What was it called?
The Scaredy Cat.
Was it scary?
It was actually gorgeous. Gorgeous venue. Yeah. I'll be in touch with them. To my solicitors. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, can I allude more into that and not to discuss that situation? But we've done a lot of work over the 16 months that we've been in drag, and
there is no situation, by the way. The situation was that we did a gig, we didn't get paid, and they closed. And that's, you know, I'm sure we'll sort that out in the end
when they reopen. But there are people that have not settled their bills with both me and Davina. That over the years, I'm actually thrilled they didn't pay their final bill, because
what's like just one final payment and just like, let's just leave it there.
Yeah.
Like sometimes having to deal with people, no money can put price on that.
Yeah. And we don't have to ever deal with those people ever again. And that's
I'd actually pay them the money they owed me just to not have to deal with those people again. It's some people are just not worth the hassle.
Yeah.
And you know who you are.
This is hot tea coming to you right now.
Piping hot. Ooh,
you've just burnt your lip, Davina. You've burnt your lip. Piping hot.
Gracias, father. Because that's all they know in Italian.
Are you saying thank you because we don't have to? So for anyone listening at home, we did develop a little soundboard for this. Now, we're going to try and not annoy you by overdoing it. I'm on a strict warning from Tavina Divine not to overdo it, Victoria. Don't do it.
Very harsh, very strict, very school marmish.
And that, of course, was from the RT News where the Pope was visiting Ireland.
Yeah.
Gracias, father. Something a little bit more serious was there was a homophobic attack in Cork.
I saw that on your Instagram,
You know John. He's come to all our shows in the George. Great guy. Like, so sweet. And was just on his way home, minding his own business. And some lad just kept giving him hassle through boxes.
Didn't he hassle him, though, like, on his way out or something? And then was, like, ran into him again. That was the weirdest thing, wasn't
it? Right. That's just roaming the fucking streets looking for people to attack.
But that's what's going on, isn't it? It's like there are so many dodgy characters on the streets because most people, like, you know, people that are playing by the rules are staying home. Mm-hmm. And then all these, like, scobies are just hanging around on the streets looking for trouble, looking for mischief. Like, I have a friend of mine that lives down around the IFSC. Mm-hmm. And I ran into him last week and he said that there'd been, like, loads of stabbings that had happened. Now, obviously, the ones that were in the news, obviously. Mm-hmm. But there was other ones that weren't reported, like, weren't on the news. Mm-hmm. And that they're kind of afraid now which it's nuts. Like, where? And the cops are out stopping cars from going for a burger or whatever. Do you know, like, seriously,
God, you
priorities?
Really put that into perspective.
Priorities.
But you just walked to mine. Mm-hmm. How was that?
Fine.
You exhausted?
Well, my heels. And maybe I should have done it in a flat, but...
Because, like, for instance, there was times where, like, I walked down with a microphone stand to your house just to get a bit of exercise in, and it was in the evening, it was dark, and honestly, along that canal felt a bit, like, scary.
See, I'm used to the canal at night. You know what I mean?
You've been busy this whole pandemic.
Yeah, so never busy. Stopped.
And then there's certain places in town where I'm like, I just feel like it's extra scary at the moment.
No, it is, and it's that is an actual real issue, and it's one of those things that has always bugged me, because I think we all live in a little bubble, and I think you can feel so safe walking around, and especially in our little gay bubble. There is real dangers out there all the time.
And we for some reason, like, it's like people just see gay written on our forehead sometimes, and that makes you even more vulnerable in these situations. It's scary.
Well, you know, I don't even think I think obviously at times it can be that, but I think when they see somebody walking on their own, whether it's a man, a woman, whatever, they just see, like, it's an easy target. Do you know? And they're literally just looking for mischief. So just be vigilant, people. Be vigilant. And also, don't take any shit.
You know, sometimes I would feel safer on the streets in drag, because I'm like, you know, like, I would walk most places, like, happily in drag, and I would just be like, people are almost afraid of me. Do you know what I mean? Like, what is that? What's going on?
Well, the only thing about that, though, is it does attract attention, because it's literally like this, it's like a St. Patrick's Day float going down O'Connell Street.
Especially your bloody legs, like, tanned up, sheened up, highlighted. Look at me,
like,
bitch.
Cat's eyes on the road.
Cat Slater legs.
10 cents a dance.
Come here, you're the first person to see me, besides my mum, because, like, she's been getting me a bit of grocery since the
when
old
you transitioned
hair
into a beetroot.
Am I very red at the moment? I feel like I'm a little bit warm and red.
I was expecting you to come in. So, Victoria, what happened to you first?
Okay, so last Wednesday, I had my second hair transplant. It was a different form of transplant. So there's the FUT or FUE. FUT, I think, is they take a full strip of your scalp off the back of your head, and they separate the follicles and implant them into the top of your head. FUE is they take follicle by follicle, and then they move it into the top of your head. So I went in at 8 a.m. I left at 7 p.m. It was an 11-hour procedure. You're awake the whole time. They numb you. And anyone that's gotten like an injection in the dentist or anything like that, just think that, but like maybe like 40 or 50 times into your head. Not very nice, quite sharp, bit of a stabbing feeling. the bit that sticks out... The bit that sticks out about me, about the day to me, is that you can't feel anything, but you can hear the scalpel cutting the top of your scalp open. And obviously they need a lot of incisions. I had 1,500 follicles moved from the back to the top. And they were thrilled to tell me that each follicle had pretty much 3 to 4 hairs in each follicle. Wow. So that's about 4,000 to 5,000 hairs, hopefully. But like, it's kind of like pregnancy. I think I forgot the trauma of it, like
pregnancy.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you have your baby
after your first baby, wasn't it?
And then you go and do it again, and then you get to the like 9 months, and you're like, oh fuck, I forgot how like rough this is.
Yeah.
So my mom collected me, and I sat into the car, and I just wanted to bawl crying, and I don't cry, so I kept like my mom. You know the way moms just keep talking to you, and you're like, just stop talking to me. I just need to sit here and say nothing. So there was a lot of blood on the day.
Was there? After the fact?
Yeah, and I had to sleep.
Thought you were having time of the month.
I thought it was.
Well, change these sheets.
I had to change the sheets. They give you these pillow covers, which are basically, it kind of looks like if you wet the bed a bit.
I know them,
with the blood.
Yeah.
And so I was very swollen yesterday. I was like the elephant woman. And today I'm still
I
like
thought you were going to be like a strawberry. I had this, they're like, when you zoom in close on a strawberry. That's what I was expecting to see.
It's recovered a lot already.
Yeah. Like the human body is very resilient.
Very
resilient.
Very. I also took a Senecot last night because I've been taking tablets like nonstop.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to report, it was a great result this morning.
That's disgusting. I don't know what's worse, the surgery or that. And tell everyone the truth. Like, you actually did want to get the hair transplant because you really miss going to Grand Canaries to get your hair in cornrows by the pool, don't you? That's the truth.
I mean, that is it. Oh my God, no, I would never let anyone do that. Yeah, I'd say you lose hair over doing that.
Yeah, it'd be very tight, wouldn't it?
I actually forgot. I remember being somewhere with somebody and one hair was sticking out of my, like, quiff.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, you have a hair sticking out. And they just pulled it out and I was like, how dare you? you. I paid money for them.
Just give her a slap.
Yeah. But come here, the surgeon said he will come on to the podcast. So I think maybe later in the season, because we don't want the whole season to be like fucking Victoria's heads like a
match. No, and we want to make sure that it actually works before we bring this dodgy surgeon on.
Yeah. So maybe like towards the end of season three, we'll get everyone to submit their questions. Because
and does he just do hair?
I know, like,
what else could he do for us?
He does. I still call it Botox. Everyone's calling it anti wrinkle injections lately.
Well, that's because there's other products. Oh. I think so. It's.
I'm dying for a top up and Botox. But to be honest, forehead's moving again. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, if I had your forehead, I'd be concerned too.
Shall we get into it and have a little bit of a girly gossip, maybe?
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Ooh. Okay.
Good evening, Andrew.
This is Man Doyle reporting for duty. And on today's news, what do you have? What's your girly gossip?
Girly gossip. Well, actually, I think I told you about this before, but it actually is kind of hilarious because it's just been the gift that keeps on giving for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So there's a viral video that was going around that, you know, when these like fake videos that people make,
that's a triggering word now, viral, by the way.
Yeah. So it's, I'll explain the video to you. It's, set up with this guy. He's really cute, kind of small, muscular, really a cute little guy. Little bit of a like short muscle Mary.
And are you into short guys? What height would you be like, no, that's too short for me? You have dated a short guy.
Yeah, I have.
One of my favorites from your
me too.
I've
not against
the shortest.
I've not against, but it wouldn't be a deal breaker. No,
no.
But I wouldn't be.
Give me a height.
I wouldn't be going maybe 4 foot. No,
she's talking about your third leg.
Yeah, like it would be. It wouldn't be a deal breaker, but I wouldn't go out seeking.
Yeah,
a small, like a shorter person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever, I don't really mind height. It doesn't bother me. But this guy actually, I was like, no, I'd be interested in this. So he wasn't like short, but so he gets onto a tram, as Dolly would call it, the tram.
Which is the Lewis or the Metro.
He gets on and then this girl sits beside him and he's wearing this real tight kind of top and he starts flexing his kind of titties.
Okay.
And she's kind of like looking at him flexing titties and, oh my God. And then it cuts to the next kind of, it's all set up. Like, this is so trickery.
Uh-huh.
Into like a lift. They walk in and he's standing facing the mirror and this girl just walks in and then he rips open his shirt as soon as the door closes. But like, it's...
Okay.
You know, but it's totally set up because they keep using the same guy and the same girl. They put hats on her and glasses. And it's so obviously
so is it about other people's reactions to
him
it?
Taking his clothes off and to him kind of being naked? And so I just commented under it saying, oh my God, this video is so set up. Mm-hmm. Absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But he's hot, right?
Okay.
And literally... it went like my comment went viral. It had like all of a sudden I kept getting these notifications.
Mm-hmm.
It kept going and going and going. I think it had something like 20,000 likes, the comment.
Would you call this the divine variant?
Yeah, the divine variant. It was so mental, but then I started getting all these weird followers.
Oh.
And all these weird comments under all my, it was mental. Like people sending me pictures of themselves and saying like their WhatsApp number.
Uh-huh.
Like actually gas. So that was going on for the last couple of weeks. So I have all these mad like
followers.
Yeah, international followers.
Gas.
And a lot of people from like the Middle East.
Ooh.
Yeah, like...
Well, they're sexy down there.
Very glam.
Very sexy.
So I'm waiting for a few invitations.
I have a theory.
To these, yes.
You know, when you're on the Instagram and Facebook and you just see a personal profile has like a promoted post over nothing. And you're like, why are they running themselves in an ad? I think you ran your comment as an ad to those sexy Middle Eastern
men. It was such a like not... I just said... those videos rot me. You know, like, because they're so set up. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God. And I actually said the acting is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, basically slating them. Then people kept saying, under my comment, who are you? And like, following my page. So I got loads of extra followers on Facebook. And then all these weird males. And they still keep commenting, like, if I put up a photo, they'd be like, wow. Or like, beautiful. Or like, please respond to my mail. And you're just like, oh my God, that's nuts.
So I kind of love that. I need to have a look. So it's on your Facebook.
It's on my Facebook. Yeah, I sent you the link.
Mm-hmm. But no. I mean, I want to see people's replies to your
But I had to go back and edit the comment because they kept they kept responding to me.
Okay.
So I was like, after about 20,000, I was like, right, I have to just edit this to make people stop responding. Mm-hmm. So I just left it at like, the acting is dreadful, just so people would stop continuing on the conversation. Yeah. So viral comments this week.
So basically, to the acting, Davina says,
dreadful.
Shame on you. Shame on you. Get your grubby little hands out of my garden.
And my profile.
Well, something I think we should have just spoke about last week was Armie Hammer and whether, like, have you read anything about it? The cannibal himself.
Yeah, like, I'm kind of not really interested, to be honest.
No. Like, it's a bit tasty, though, no?
He's handsome, but to be honest, I haven't seen any of his movies. Mm. Don't know anything that he's done. So I'm not really invested. Like,
are you a biter?
No, I'm not a biter.
What about when you're hungry?
No, you know what I'm like when I'm hangry.
I actually don't like biting. I don't get it. Why are people trying to mark you all over your body? Get away from me, like. He wants... Okay.
Whatever, I've no problem with people being into that. Mm. But I've just no desire.
Would you like to lose 2 ribs and let him smoke them, though?
Do you remember, like, when we met the human Ken doll?
Oh, yeah.
Who's now Jessica Alves.
Yeah.
But prior to that, we met him in Croatia. Where did we meet him?
I'm going
to
say it. Smelly breath.
Yeah, but always on a diet. And he had ribs moved and at the time was wearing a full corset.
Yeah.
Like, because the ribs needed to... Be
supported.
Yeah. Mm. So, no, I wouldn't have 2 ribs removed, thank you.
No, neither would I.
Do you remember there was rumours going on years ago that Prince had ribs removed and Janet Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
Someone, this is a rumour years ago. Somebody said that Prince had his ribs removed so he could suck himself off.
That was a real rumour.
It was a real rumour.
That's
and, like,
a lot of surgery for a blowy, like, come on.
Like, a blow you have to give yourself. Like, is it really worth it? I spent surgery.
But I do like ribs. In fact, I tried the Dunstores. I think they're like Jack Daniels ones recently. Oh, it's very tasty.
Baby back ribs.
Also, Andrew Brady has been in the headlines a lot at the moment over the Caroline Flack things. Now, we have spoken about this already and we definitely have opinions on it in terms of, unless you're really newer, people that are like trying to do posts by association of this one time they met her, maybe chill out on that. Let the family have the space.
It's very sad. The whole thing.
So
it's
sad.
It's very sad.
But there was a lot of opportunistic posts looking for likes, wasn't there?
Yeah, like, do you mean from him?
No, I feel like he's going through it. I don't think.
See, I think in the situation, because it's so tragic, I think people are left with so many unanswered questions, no kind of proper closure a lot of the time. And that's really sad because there's no. The only person that can kind of give it to you is that person that's gone.
Yeah.
Sad. And he's
going through it. You can see it. And like, listen.
It's very, like.
He just needs to go off on social media. Actually make the noise. And people need to hopefully let him recover in his own time.
I do think though as well, that whole be kind thing is like thrown around real willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Like people just say, oh, be kind. Like how many people are actually kind?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things, like, you almost have to remember that 24/7.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the girls on Drag Race UK is getting it quite bad at the moment, apparently.
Is she?
Sister is her name. Not Tia, not Tamara, a different one.
What's her name?
Sister.
Is that her actual drag name?
Her drag name, okay. She's from Liverpool.
Okay.
And, yeah, she's just been getting a lot of, and for no particular reason, you know, sometimes people watch TV, stop taking it so seriously, you guys. Like, if you don't like her drag... Who fucking cares? Mm. But like, don't go out of your way. They tag people and say the mean things. Like, we all have opinions. Don't tag the bitch.
Yeah,
so she's getting it quite hard. She's had a little break. She actually did Snatch Game as one of your faves, Psychic Sally.
Oh, fab. Yeah, I love Psychic Sally.
Psychic Sally. Did I go to see Psychic Sally with you?
I think so.
It was great. Loved it. We had shit seats, but loved it.
And we were like, oh my God, it's good. This message is coming for us now.
We really believed it was going to.
Yeah, like, and to be honest, she was really bad. Like, she was.
I loved it, though.
Oh, no, I just loved, like, I actually, to be honest, in hindsight, like, don't believe any of that now. I think it's, as in spirits and all that. I'm not really, like, I feel really torn because then sometimes someone will, like, but I'm not 100%. What about you? Do you believe in that?
I do believe, but I just don't feel that I've had any luck with my own readings that have meant a lot to me. Like some of the times you have sat me down and told me readings you got, and I'm like, okay, that's you. Like, that person was doing, like, so accurate. I've never gotten that.
Yeah.
So I believe it, but I also think that I have many layers like an onion. Mm. Ooh, I make you cry too. And I don't think you can be read if you're not open in a weird way.
I'll read you. Like,
you read me every fucking day on Instagram. While we're on RuPaul, it's been a bit of talk on Twitter because when they're deliberating about the girls, RuPaul at the end will go, silence! And it's Michelle Visage is always the person who's speaking at the time. So now people are saying that it's kind of misogynistic and, you know, that it's not cool that she keeps, like, cutting Michelle off. And Michelle's tweeted saying, like, girl, we're acting. This is, like, fun. We think this is hilarious. And it makes me go, Jesus, what is the next thing that people are going to come for? Because I think it's gas. Do you know what I mean? Like, we have stupid shit all the time that we say to each other because we're friends. They're friends for, like, 20 years.
I know. And you can say whatever you want to your friends in your close circle. It's like...
yeah.
All this just, it's very overwhelming.
It is.
Everyone just hopping on everything constantly. Yeah. It's like, what are we going to be left with?
Yeah.
Like, like we'll be laughing at dust next, do you know what I mean?
Concentrate on, like free the fucking nipple. Get onto Instagram and say, why are they censoring women's bodies? Not this stupid thing that's like a joke between two friends. That kind of got my goat a bit. I'm like, oh, God, everything is just going
well,
too far.
I don't watch it, so I don't care.
Well, what have you been watching? What TV bits have you been watching?
I've been watching the Netflix, the Cecil Hotel.
Ooh. Or Cecil. Is it Cecil or Cecil?
Well, I say Cecil, but they say Cecil. And I always remember because when we were a kid, there was a barber's that we used to go to. I hated getting my hair cut. Ironically enough, now I can't get my hair cut.
Uh-huh.
But I hated getting my hair cut. And there was a barber's called Cecil's, right? Okay. A local barber's called Cecil's.
Yeah.
And every kid used to have a Cecil special.
Okay. What's a Cecil? That's really hard to say. A Cecil special.
A Cecil special was... So Cecil was very old.
Okay.
He was very...
Was he a dish still or like...
No, he was... He reminded me of Grandpa Simpson. You know, like that vibe? Very, very old.
But you didn't want to Anna Nicole Smith him, no?
Definitely not, no. Although he did. He was a successful business owner, a local business owner. Oh, it was a short back and sides.
Oh, okay.
But it was like a square. So like the back was square, the front was square, around the ears were square. So it was basically like a Lego haircut. And every kid in the... like. In about like a 5 mile radius, had the Cecil special, and then Cecil, like God rest his soul, Cecil passed away, and his son took over, who continued on the Cecil special tradition.
You need to take a minute, by the way, because people might forget what a haircut is. What's a haircut, Davina?
Don't use the razor. Don't use the razor. Yeah, so it always reminds me of that. But the Cecil Hotel is basically about this hotel in...
I forgot we were talking about the Cecil Hotel.
Yeah, the Cecil Hotel, I know. And it's just about where all these murders and weird shit happened. And then the whole Netflix thing is about an Asian girl who went missing while she was staying there.
Okay.
It's kind of fascinating. Mm-hmm. I won't ruin it for people that if I haven't watched it, but I love those crime, like, tell-alls. Mm-hmm. Now, it was a little bit long. They probably could have condensed it a little bit better, but... I was, as it was going on, I was like, they have to get to the bottom of this.
Did they solve it? Would that give it away?
Yeah. Okay. There was answers, like,
okay,
maybe not like definite answers, but there was a picture was painted, let's just say.
I loved the meme. Like, obviously I haven't seen it. I don't think I will. It's not my thing. I've seen, saw two things. One, it didn't need to be four episodes. It could have been one I saw.
Yes.
And the second was, I hear this lockdown, I'd even stay in the Cecil Hotel for 2 weeks at this point.
And they used to fuck people out of the top floor. So I was like, top floor suite, please. So I was obsessed with that. I think that's amazing. I love that. I just love real crime stuff. And I love...
You do.
That's the Jessica Fletcher in me.
You do.
I need to get to the
bottom.
Do
you like deaths and stuff like that?
I don't like actually real like people deaths.
No, like documentaries and podcasts about like...
I put the fun in funeral.
True crimes and like deaths. Because a lot of drag queens, like... all over the world actually paint while listening or watching documentaries about like solving deaths or like people going missing.
It's like that girl on YouTube that tells the story when she does her makeup, Bailey Satrion, something like that. She's fab. She's really cute and her makeup's...
I've heard of her.
Yeah, she tells the story of these murders. She's actually fab.
Is her makeup any good?
Yeah, really good. Okay. I really enjoy watching her. I wish sometimes the mate speed up a little bit because she goes very in depth. But one thing that actually did kind of struck me, which was a little sidestep, but in the same kind of topic. So I'm obsessed with The Hotel Inspector.
Okay.
You know that show?
Yes. It's like a lot of my friends watch that as well.
Oh, I love it.
I've never really gotten into it, but go on.
It's so good. Alex Belizzi is an award-winning hotelier.
Is he trying to help them improve or catch them out? Oh, she.
Yeah.
or is she like trying to catch them out at bad hoteliers?
No, so they're shit hotels. So it was like really either dirty dumps or...
I've stayed there. Yeah. Dirty dumps.
They're either dirty dumps or they just are struggling. So she comes in and she tells them a new business plan. plan or what they need to do. She has fresh eyes, so okay. She says what needs to happen. So she does a hotel inspector. She's amazing at that. And she's just a great kind of business person.
Uh-huh.
I really like her. She's very kind of dry and cutting. I like that. And then she has this...
Dry and cutting. Where do I know someone else who's dry and cutting? Maybe needs a scalp treatment because they're so dry.
No comment.
How dare you?
How dare you? The lovely Greta, special guest on this episode, Greta Thornburg. Thornburg.
But she does this new show called The Fixer. Well, it's not new. It's from like years ago. So uh-huh. She basically goes into... It's basically opened up the hotel. And so she'll go into like bakeries or she'll go into clothes shops or whatever, and she went to a furniture shop in Yorkshire, and it looked like an old people's home. It really did. And my favorite thing to do when I'm watching the episode is to let the transformation happen. And mm-hmm. the people are really like aggressive; they don't want change, and they're just real stuck in their ways. Mm-hmm. And as I'm getting frustrated watching it, I'm like, "Oh, that fucking owner needs a slap!" Like, I wait till kind of like I can see where it's going, like if they're going to take her advice or not, and then I scroll through the comments to read to like, is the place still open? Because somebody always says shop closed in such and such. It's my favorite thing to do. So I start
smugly shop.
Yeah. Oh, it's like I knew that wouldn't last. You know, and you're just yeah. like, it's like, oh, they're doing all that makeover for nothing.
Yeah.
So I start scrolling. There was a furniture shop, and one of the first comments was, "Oh my god, so sad." Reading what happened, and I was just the owner. The shop was a pig. He did okay. not want change, and his son worked there. His son was lovely, really willing to change, kind of hot as well.
Mm-hmm.
Loads of people kept saying in the comments, "Oh, that son is the hottest piece of gear in that shop." You know, like so I was enjoying that. And then it was very tragic what happened. The year after it was filmed, the man, his partner left him after 40 years. I don't think they were married, but they were together for 40 years, and he killed her.
Oh my god. Yeah,
and he got like life in prison.
Because she didn't make the beds properly.
Oh. Well, like, no, it was quite tragic. It was bad, bad, yeah. And
that, you know, it's bad when Davina reacts going, yeah, no jokes.
No,
here.
It was bad. And like, it was quite a frenzy, kind of mad attack. Yeah, so now he's in prison. But it's like, I think the shop is still open and like taken over by new people. But it was crazy to see. You could see he was like a really
dark-sided person.
Mm. And then to kind of know. And then people kept saying, it's all because of this show. And it was like, it clearly wasn't. Like, he's clearly, mm-hmm. you know. Unhinged.
You think why people like that end up on TV? Like, surely they want to stay in the dark. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was very exposing. Mm-hmm. And imagine kind of having filmed something like that and then mm-hmm. thinking, oh my god, he did that.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of creepy, isn't it?
Really creepy.
But that's from my lighthearted. I'm like thinking about, you know, the hotel inspector going in, moving a few bits of furniture around, and then reading that, I was shooketh. Yeah. I was not expecting that.
No.
In the comments. So yeah,
that's like two of your passions in one, all in the same, just wrapped up together.
Absolutely.
Okay, I want to talk about The Voice UK because it is back, right? And I think Ollie Moore's Wet's Her Face is on it, is he?
Yeah, but I can't even watch it, and I love Ollie.
Okay, right. I thought you said Holly there, but you did mean Ollie. Because I love Holly Willoughby. She's one of my faves. But I can't believe this show is still going. So I saw an ad for it and I was like, what the fuck is this still doing on TV? Like, who watches this?
Oh my God. Like, and where has there been one successful winner?
There has been one person. Well, no, none of them have had any hits or like done things. One of the winners was Kevin Sims from Liberty X.
But he was famous before that and he's done nothing
since.
That's
what I mean. No, he's now in Wet, Wet, Wet. As the lead singer.
Oh, actually, I did hear that.
I feel it in my fingers.
In fairness, he's actually a very good singer.
Bit of a ride as well. But I was like, how is this show still on?
Do you know what rocks me even more than that?
Go on.
The Voice Kids.
Oh, stop that. No. That's a firm no. Like, same with Kids Eurovision. Mm. No, there's no need for it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Let them go watch Barney.
Big Star, Little Star. Get the...
Oh, I haven't seen that.
No. Big Star, Little Star.
I think you'll enjoy this next little TV reference.
Well, speaking of TV, I am going to be appearing on a new TV show, Eating with the Enemy.
Oh, but we didn't eat today.
No, we don't eat and drag.
Go on, tell us, what is it?
So it's a new show coming out. It's on, I think it's starting on the 3rd of March, Virgin mm-hmm. Media One. Mm-hmm. And my episode is the finale. And it's basically like first dates, but with somebody that has like opposing views.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of kind of faces that I recognize like on the show, like mm-hmm. different kind of points, like people you'd know, like that you'd recognize socially and from Instagram and stuff.
Is Catherine Thomas presenting this?
No, there's no presenter.
Then I'm not interested. Sorry.
No. Unless it's Virgin Media, darling.
Okay. Sorry. No, just Catherine Thomas. By the way, show us.
So we filmed it through the pandemic, which was all very bizarre. We filmed back in December. And it's basically you sit down. It's actually kind of fun concept. So there's a long table.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably long because of the pandemic. They probably would have had you at normal tables regularly. And at my end of the table, there's an iPad and a their end of the table, there's an iPad. Now, you don't know who you're going to meet. It's all very vague. Like, but have big chats with you. They want to know what your views are, what your opinions are. And then they kind of put you with somebody that is
opposing
views. Yeah. And then you sit down and they, as you're talking, they serve you wine and they actually serve canapes, but you have to use your knife and fork.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, God. And
it's probably best on TV. Do you know what that, I mean? Like,
yeah, it was for the look. It was for the look. And I said, yeah, well, once the wine keeps coming. Yeah. And a couple of times I was like, I didn't care about the guy. I was like, can we fill this up, please?
Why were they not forthcoming with
they
wine?
They weren't forthcoming. They had promised that they would be.
Yeah.
So I just made a little point to make sure. I was like, I'm not talking anymore until that
just
wine
just
is
go,
gone.
Tap, tap, tap.
No, I kind of waved the glass around a couple of times to see somebody's going to see this glass empty. But nobody did. So then I just started going, so where do we get the wine? Like breaking completely, like talking to the camera. So I was like, where's the wine? So then the wine came. But yeah, so my episode's the finale. I think it's the end of the series, whenever it is.
Love that, because I can't wait to watch you on camera.
Now he's acting the bollocks. You're acting the bollocks.
He's got you on camera, on your dash cam. So I can't wait for that. That would be good. I think we should wrap it up there, because I was going to talk about Housewives, but we had a whole episode about Housewives last week. First episode of New Jersey was amazing. So if you haven't watched it, do watch it.
Yeah.
But I think we should pause for a little petty promotional moment.
Oh.
Because we have a live show. It is tomorrow. It's called The Lip Sync of Lockdown. And we have 7 amazing divas from all around the UK and Ireland performing, plus myself and Davina. Plus, over on our Patreon, Davina, we have what? A little bonus.
Over on our Patreon, we're going to have an extra little bit of an interview that we have done with Samantha Mumba. We're going to share a little bit today with you, but we're going to give you the full expose over on the Patreon.
Plus, we talk about all our pop favourite moments throughout the years just after that. And coming soon, we have a video, plant-based food versus meat, which is going to be available on our Patreon. It is a video of us tasting both little tasty
nummies.
Treats. There's also a really fun sleep story that we read, a mental article about Kerry Katona. So you can sign up over on patreon.com/pettylittlethingspod. And there's info about all the different levels you can do. But we should give a shout out to our first Patreon.
Yes, Carl.
Carl Murphy.
Carl Murphy was our very first patron to sign up. We know Carl a very long time from the scene, and it's nice to know that people are supporting and enjoying what we do. So thanks, Carl.
We're going
to
give someone a shout out every episode from our Patreon. And also stay tuned, because St. Petty's Day is coming, bitch. We have a crazy lineup for St. Petty's Day. We'll announce it at our live show this Friday. So watch out on our social media if you want something to just boost your spirits over Patrick's Day.
We'll be back right after this with pop diva interview Samantha Mumba. Stay tuned.
Okay, you guys, we have a very special guest, but we throw that term around a lot. But this time, we have pop royalty on our hands.
Literally.
She rose to fame. I mean, did you know this? At the age of 15, had a string of hits. But forgetting all that, she's Irish and really nice as well. It's Samantha Mumba.
Yeah, hi, Samantha. How are you? Welcome.
Oh. How do I live up to
that? Listen, you have been on our list for so long, literally, like you've no idea. And I know we were kind of like talk about this getting it to happen, but we're so excited, like you've no idea. I wasn't just
normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
bigging that up. We really were so excited.
No, but I'm so excited as well. And that's what we're touching on briefly. Like, just even, you know, putting a bit of makeup on and getting ready to talk to somebody other than my five-year-old and dog and husband. Like, I'm excited. This is the equivalent of a night out for me.
Well, listen, we got to take away you get it these days. It's like, that's the way it is.
Samantha, can we just start by celebrating the fact that you're back, okay? Yes. Last year was a rough year, but we almost wet ourselves when we heard we were not getting just one track. We got two tracks at the very end of last year. And not only that, we need to bang down the doors of the George. The George needs to be back open because I need to bop to Cool on stage and have the time of my life.
You know what? Honestly, that just very much so for me, Cool is just a bop. It's a club bop where, you know, that's just you're drunk, you're so cool. Like, it's just, it's all of that. And so it breaks my heart not getting to do that myself.
Yeah.
And have that club vibe, 100%.
And was it weird kind of coming back? Because I know, like, we had you in the George there a couple of years ago, and you were talking about Dolly was bullying you. Dolly was like, when are you going to bring out new music? Do you remember she was, like, literally all up in your face? And she was like, when are you going to bring out new music? And you were saying, it's coming. And we were literally waiting with bated breath, and now it's here. So has it been weird, kind of the process? Like,
it's just...
Pardon the pun.
No, it has. And by the way, that was an amazing night in the George.
Like, oh my God, tell me. I nearly lost my life.
So fab. But yeah, I just think for the longest time, it's just one of those things, isn't it? Just wanting. Mm. I think also, I just really never wanted to disappoint anybody or let anybody down. Mm. And it was almost like, oh God, how do I think a lot of my music as well, it's so old at this point that it's very nostalgic for people.
Yeah.
So people have a different connection to it rather than just basing it on just the music, or, you know, it very much so connects people to a great time in their lives or, you know, that. So I kind of just got a bit stressed just even thinking of how I could do it without it being like a shit buzz. And so that's kind of where the second single came from as well. I felt like I've been away for so long. Mm. And I'm doing everything myself and it's independently. So there aren't any of those rules of, well, no, we'll promote this for four months and then you can, you know, it's like, no, let me just, you know.
You can do what you want, kind of.
My second single process is polar opposite of Cool. But it felt like the right time of year for that to come out as well.
And are you going to do an album or what's the plan? What are you like?
Yes. Album is almost pretty much, to be totally honest, done. I've been recording like full time since the end of 2018.
Wow, amazing.
So I actually have so much material, and actually both of the singles, to be honest, aren't really reflective of the album either. But you know, there's big dance tracks, there's big bops, there's, you know, big ballads. Like, I've so much material. So it's really, and actually I'm going back into the studio again now on Monday, because now that I've released, I'm really excited about it myself. So I'm like, no, wait, it has to be the best it can be. So I want to, you know,
keep
go and kind of put more finishing touches on the stuff that I already have, or finish up some of the demos. So I don't know. I'm so excited. And I'm
I
so
feel
relieved.
Really excited listening to you now talking about it. I'm like, oh my God.
And there's a lot of people who are self-producing right now. Like, this is like the moment that you can do things like that. Roisin Murphy's new album, she made that happen herself. I'm pretty sure Jessie Ware is pretty much pushing all that out. And they've had great success from it. So now is definitely the time. But I'm just a bit curious because I know where my love affair and the whole queer community's love affair started. And that was obviously with Gotta Tell You. Because when that popped up on our screens and we saw this strong, confident woman like kicking ass, being a badass in that video, jumping around. I don't know if you did all your own stunts. I felt like something was powerful was happening, and especially for an Irish singer too. So I think the whole queer community like came on board with you straight from day one. But we only just realized you were only 17 when that was released. You are literally, we're pretty much the same age.
16.
I was actually 16.
Oh. Wow.
It came because it came out, I think, that June, and I just turned 16 that January.
Wow.
So, yeah, like, I was a baby.
Were you confident? Were you that person that we saw on the screen, or what was it like?
All day, every day.
Oh, like, yes.
I wish I had an ounce of her confidence and just her. Not give a fuckness, you know, like literally. I think it was just being a teenager. And I just think when you're a teenager, you feel like you know everything, you can do everything, you don't question anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was a fairly appropriate portrayal of who I was.
That's amazing. that's amazing, because it was so iconic. Yeah. Like, it was so, we were just talking, like, when we knew you were coming on, like, we were having a deep dive, like, going back over all the music, and, like, I was just, like, literally reliving, like, that first album. I used to listen to that, like, non-stop on loop. Like, I was such a fangirl.
Yeah.
And I used to work in this chipper years ago, and when Gotta Tell You came out, I literally used to be like cutting the onions, and like that's what literally brought me back. I was like blasting Gotta Tell You. That's literally brought me straight back there. But I was on
for a chipper right now. You have
I'll do you up a nice tasty fries.
Can you not pop over to Nadine's Irish Mist? I'm sure she had. No, sorry, I know that's gone, but
no, honestly, that song, I even have those feelings about that song, as because it's a different person, even for me. You know, it's nostalgic for me as well. It was an amazing time in my life. It was a mad time that I had no clue it was going to do what it did. And even kind of in the middle of it when everything was happening, you know, like I'd no mobile phone, fan mail was sent to the record label. Like I didn't have that instant connection with people. So I didn't really know what people thought, there was a total separation in that regard. But definitely just great times.
And you were saying like how people have like nostalgic kind of feeling towards your music. Like when you listen to your music back now, what do you think? Like about the album, like how do you feel listening to it back?
So I have to be honest. I've actually never listened to my album from start to
finish. No way!
What? Samantha?
Do you know what it is? I think because when it was out and when, you know, I probably would have been listening to it otherwise, I was working so much. So all I was doing was talking about the music, performing the music. Yeah. So whenever I was finished working, that just wouldn't even cross my mind. Yeah. And honestly, I'd just be scarlet now if I'm sitting at home.
I think it's a certain type of person as well that does kind of like, hey, check out my track. You know, it's like a certain vibe, isn't it?
Cringe. Now the new stuff, all the unreleased stuff, as soon as I'm in the car by myself, I'm blasting that. And that's more from I try and think of, okay, if it's my first time listening to this, what do I think of it? What can I improve with it? Or, you know, some of the new stuff I just absolutely love. So that's what I've been listening to. But I've never actually listened to the album from start to finish. Wow. So, like, I really should, because some of the album tracks,
they were so great.
Yeah.
So great. Like, isn't it strange? Such a banger.
And you wrote so much of that album. Like, that album has to be quite personal because you were really involved in the writing process. Like,
absolutely. And that's probably what it is as well, to where, you know, so there's some songs. So, like, Gotta Tell You, Body to Body, I would release those songs today, to be honest.
Really, they still stand for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, other stuff, I kind of cringe. There's songs that, you know, I hate performing, but that people love. I hate doing Always Come Back to Your Love.
Really?
I always want that song, so I will forever sing it. I just have to make peace with it in my head.
I watched an interview you did with Boy George years ago. Do you remember doing that?
Oh, God. Why has that resurfaced recently?
It's resurfaced, yeah. And you said you hated that song. You were like, I hate the makeup. I hate the hair. That's why I was like, I wonder, will she say that she still hates it? Like, so at least you're true to your word.
The hatred continues. But, you know, I think a lot of that as well is because I co-wrote a lot of that stuff. So it's like, I kind of cringe because it's like a diary of.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, oh, Scarlet for me. Like, why was I saying, or, you know, but again, I think it's just personal choice. And then there's some, some like Lately is one of my favorite songs to perform. But I hate that video.
Oh, that's another question I had. That video I watched because I was doing a big deep dive, Samantha Mumba, now on you. That video, you know, they had a guy in like a love heart with a feather boa kind of around it. Did you get to pick who that fella was, or is that just some random bloke? That's what I was thinking. I was like, does she even like if you were in the video, like, did they just stick some random bloke in the video?
He was actually there. I remember he was actually, I met him in real life.
Okay.
But I met the day of the video, and I remember even on the day going, that's so not my, like, I would not have
your
picked
type
him.
Yeah.
There's just, I don't even know where to start with that video.
It just made me laugh. It's a bit gas, but it's still iconic.
Crooked wigs. Me in a crooked wig, like, it just, none of it makes sense at all, like.
But I think a lot of like videos around that time, like, it was of the time, music was very glam and very kind of like it was a look.
Yeah. And probably very expensive as well.
Yeah. Oh no, listen. And the song was good enough to kind of carry it. So the song kept you hooked, but the video, the feather boa around it was a little bit Fatal Attraction, wasn't it?
it was just, and I know, what did they base it on? I remember at the time them telling me the vibe was going to be very much so Dave LaChapelle, you know, amazing. And so I was a huge fan of everything he was doing at the time. Yeah. So I was like, oh my God, that's going to be incredible. So yeah. I get what they tried to do. It was like, David La did not do anything.
I loved it. So y'all can stop.
I loved it as well. Listen, I won't have a bad word said. It was like, there's no shade here. It was actually still fab.
Yeah, fab. So but Body to Body did get me in trouble. I have to be real with you because I had that CD single and I played it to the point that it was almost scratched to bits. And my mom came in one day and she said, please just play one other song because it was all day, all week on rotation. It obviously now has gone on to be like immortalized with the Road Safety Authority ad. And I was just curious how you feel about that.
Again, like, why did nobody ask me my opinion on any of this shit? Like, I had no, I probably saw that ad the same time everybody else saw that ad. Or I'm sure I was told, oh, it's being used in an ad. Okay, grand. I wasn't aware of, you know, the seatbelt did the damage or whatever the line
is. It was so mental, like...
Or the guy in the front did the damage.
That's it, yeah.
God. Yeah, I mean, to this day, I get tweets about it.
So you never, they never, like, asked for your permission. It just went, like, it just
I'm
went
sure
out.
They asked for, I'm sure somebody gave permission. Yeah. It just wasn't me.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, I wish I got royalties from it. Or maybe I do, I don't know.
Here's open.
Yeah, on stuff like that, honestly, that's funny to me.
Like, it I is, do it's that. Like, we were literally, we were talking, we were like, oh, we have to ask her that. We have to, like, all these, like, little questions that we've been dying to ask.
Time as well. Yeah, like, excuse me.
And come here, like, did you ever think, like, have you ever done, like a concert or thought about doing a tour or doing, like, actual, like, Samantha Mumba Live, you know?
So, like, no. Well, yes and no. Once I tried to do it years ago and it was an absolute disaster, so that didn't work. And then, actually, I did a very small, intimate live band tour around Ireland with a full live band. And that would have been probably, oh, my God. Oh, God, I see I'm saying everything just in my head is just a few years ago. But yeah. It was before my daughter. So, actually, it's probably about 7 years ago, six years ago.
Yeah.
And I did like kind of like what's the one on the play, the venue on Camden Street?
The Village.
Or the Village. I did the Village.
Or Whelan's.
Or Whelan's, yeah.
I did Kilkenny. I did Galway. I did just different places with a live band. And that was really just that I just really wanted that live band experience. I went through that whole phase of, but I want to be a real artist. Did that and loved it, and it was gorgeous. Crowds came out, and so that was really, really lovely. I actually really enjoyed that. But in terms of, I just feel like I'm a club girl. I just love a club gig, a bop. Like, I like to turn up, and that be it. I mean, obviously, down the line at some point, I would love to do that. I just don't know if there'd be that interest, or I don't know. That would scare me to have
you
that pressure.
Raise the roof of the club. Like, we have been at many of them.
They're just never long enough. I'm just like, this needs to be longer.
Yeah.
And that's honestly not even so much, you know, I don't know if you guys know, or I'm sure people going to the club aren't aware, like, you're booked and you're booked on a 15 minute or a 20 minute
set.
So I just fill that space, and that's the space that I'm booked for. It's not that I won't do longer. I would happily do longer. Certainly, Jesus, they'll have to be dragging me off the stage now whenever I get back to the club.
Yeah.
Same. Oh my God, absolutely.
Well, I think kind of before, there was only so much material that I could do, like, in terms of singles. I wouldn't really be standing on the stage doing random album tracks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then even Lately was a single, but you don't really want to do a slow song in a club.
Yeah.
Right.
So kind of only so many singles that I could do as well to fill that space. Mm. But now, you know, I do have some new stuff. I'm definitely releasing some more stuff this year. So, that'll be fun.
Come here, you were a solo artist, and I often think that, like, solo artists have the harder journey because, like, bands have each other to lean on. You had just yourself. Was there, like, anyone knocking around at the time in pop music that you could pick up the phone and go, because the schedules at that time were mental, like, up early for radio, TV in the evening, stuff like that when you were on the promotion trail. Was there any other pop artists that you could just pick up the phone and go, oh my God, I'm absolutely about to kill my manager, or I'm about to kill these backing dancers, or whatever?
Would there have been, see, not not that there wouldn't have been. I'm just thinking about it. And I honestly never did make calls like that. Now, I will say when I was, and it was madness. Like I'd be in 5-6 countries in a week, most weeks, like just constantly on the go, constantly traveling. But my aunt was my tour manager.
Oh.
And so that was kind of my secret weapon in a way, because one, I knew she had my back unequivocally, like, you know, would question things from the label, would question schedules, always made sure that I was okay. And also we got to have an absolute ball. Like
oh,
we had
good.
Fun. I was back traveling with family and we had such great times together. So she would have been more my soundboard of, oh my God, like I'm wrecked. And she'd get it because she was right there with me doing everything with me. We'd do little things, you know, to make stuff fun for us as well. So that would have been more so my soundboard, to be totally honest. I'm trying to think, would there have been anybody else? Not really. Bono used to send me funny jokes. He would text me funny jokes all the time. He loved that. And kind of just people. It was always one of those things. It was always in passing, you know, like doing SMTV or CDUK. Yeah. Where there'd be like a bunch of different artists. So like we'd all know each other. Yeah. You'd be like, ah, hey, what's up? How are you? Wrecked. Like, you know, all of that. Yeah. But it would all be in hallways passing by. There wouldn't be. And I think that's as well because without social media, I think if there'd been that, it would have been like, oh shit, you know, DMing people like, oh, are you in London tonight? Will we go out? Or, you know, fast. And I think if I had that then, 100%.
There were so many pop stars and pop, like so much pop at that time, wasn't there?
It was
like
the golden era.
It really was a golden era. And like, especially from Ireland, there were so many. It seemed to be bands and like it was just like a pop factory. Like I know Louis Walsh is involved a lot, but it was mad how busy it was.
You're totally right. It was like a pop factory. But in saying that though, the way you're saying, you know, I'm grateful that I'm a solo artist. I don't think I could do a band. I don't think that would just wreck my head. I'm like,
it also sets you apart. I think.
I just feel like I want what I want. I like what I like, and I just feel like to have to take different opinions. I already listen to so many different opinions, and I'm still a solo artist, you know. So to do that and like, oh, is it my turn to do my part? Like it just wouldn't be for me.
I was having a little look at some of like your old stuff that you did, and do you remember you did Motown? It was like an ITV special.
Delivered.
Yes. I loved that song. Like I found that I think it was like B-side on one of your singles ages ago, and I was like, I think I'll do this in drag, like literally ages ago. I loved
it. Oh my God,
loved it. Absolutely loved it. And I watched the live performance just last night just to like refresh, and one of the comments
about research
I had, I was like, I was getting into it. One of the first comments, this is hilarious, you love this, somebody said, "She is so talented. She is a definite trendsetter. Years later, Beyonce borrowed this look from Samantha Mumba." And it had like loads of likes. It had loads of likes. I was like, yes, right on, sister. I was straight in there giving it a like. It was though. I was like, you were so ahead of your time. Like,
it was like a little bumblebee in that performance, though, wasn't I?
It was brilliant. So
but it was fun. Look, that was fun. And again, I think it was little things like that that is what kept me sane. So like a lot of the dancers that I worked with at the time were friends of mine too. So they were who I was traveling with. They were who I was having fun with as well, and kind of, you know, getting to experience it with. So being a solo artist, it just means that I get to make my own business decisions. But I, you know,
you did a few of those kind of big like TV specials, because you did like the Royal Variety as well. This is one thing that I was dying to ask you.
Whoa.
And the lineup that you were on with was like absolutely mind blowing. Like there was like J-Lo, Elton John, Cher, Charlotte Church, like Hearsay. It was like Camp Attack. Like it couldn't be more like camp. Uh-huh. But it was like, I'm a big fan of The Crown, and I'm like obsessed with the Royals. Do you watch The Crown?
So here's the thing. At the time, I remember, I wouldn't courtesy.
Yeah, I noticed.
So I wouldn't, but now I'm obsessed with The Crown. And now that's one of my regrets. Like, oh my God, I actually met her and didn't appreciate her.
Did she say anything to you? Because I watched the lineup where they were like, Samantha Mumba. They were like, Elton John, Cher. And I was like,
I've never seen that. Will you send that
to me? It's on YouTube. I literally was like, this, it was coming real close to the end of the video, and I was like, they better fucking not cut off before they get to Samantha Mumba. I was like, they were like, it's the manager of the theater here, and it was all these boring kind of like backstage people, and it was like they were going along, they were like, here's Cher, and I was like, where the fuck is Samantha Mumba? I was like, she's in the line. But yeah, then you like, you kind of had, I, that's what they kind of, you didn't hear what she said, but I was like, did she say anything to you, or what was her handshake like?
I don't, again, it was me being that little cocky brat of a teenager to where like, oh, the queen, well, I'm not English. I was set on, well, I'm not bowing and I'm not curtsying. It's all very quick. I don't remember, but like what I wouldn't give to meet her now, like obsessed with the crown. Have you watched it?
Yeah. Like, that's why, that's what made me go, because the queen doesn't go to some of those royal varieties. Sometimes it's Charles and Camilla. So
I appreciate moment so much more.
Yeah, so it was like total camp attack. I was like the queen of Irish pop and the queen of England. It was like absolute
who'll do the bow first?
Yeah, and one thing I was also going to say, you know, like I don't know if you're aware of this, but every Patrick's Day it's like Saint Samantha's Day in the George. You can be guaranteed there will be a drag queen lip syncing to Samantha Mumba in the George on Paddy's Day. It's like you're just like the iconic pop queen that is always bashed out.
Oh, so true.
Someone is always doing Samantha Mumba.
And if somebody gets together the pink corset and the jean moments, then the crowd are like, what? Oh my God, like, what is happening? What is
walking
happening?
And sliding down the banisters, absolutely.
Like, what's dig out? I think that little pink corset is somewhere in my mom's attic. It's somewhere.
You should dress up as yourself for Halloween. It'd be a maze and costume.
Yes.
No, when the single came out that Halloween, loads of little kids did knock on my mom's door for Halloween. God love them, with the little braids, probably brown makeup, and the little pink corsets and the jeans. Like,
oh, absolutely iconic.
Here, what did your mom make of all this? Like, and just because you mentioned her, like, because it's a weird life. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. So my mom's my best friend. She is like, I would say the ladylike version of me, because I'm not a lady. She really is. She just couldn't be any more supportive. Like, she just, as always, and even for like years when I had no interest in doing music, it would always be like, would you not just do something? Or why are you letting this go to waste? Or even write, or just get back into something. She was always, but she kind of knows me inside out. Mm. So she kind of knew that I had no interest at that time, but no, so supportive. Like, literally could not be any more supportive of anything.
Did you feel like, because I'd say you were like, I know you worked really hard and it was so intense probably for those few years. Like, you must have just felt a bit like, I just need, I need a minute from all this. Like, did you just feel, is that kind of why you kind of backed off a bit?
It was one of those things. It's not that I had a choice to back off. It was all of the labels started merging. So I had a bit of breathing time. And that was when I bought my house in Dublin. And then it was like, oh my God, because I hadn't, for years, I hadn't been out with friends. I hadn't had nights out. I hadn't, you know, even to be able to open a wardrobe and take clothes out. I'm so used to living out of a suitcase at that point. And that was then my house turned into Club Mumba.
Club Mumba.
Literally club, like taxi drivers knew it as Club Mumba because my mates were like, we're going to Club Mumba. Like it literally became a thing where we'd go out for a night out and then 3 days later, we'd still be partying. But like, I needed that.
Yeah,
and I,
like, so young. Had
the best time. Like, that is exactly what I needed to do. And I have the best memories. So I have no regrets. I think at that point, just really ready.
I think it's probably good though that you had that time to take the breather, because like when you see other people that have worked like straight through, like the likes of Britney or whatever, who has have these breakdowns, you know, like time. So you probably did the right thing, and you had all the best bits and then a little breather.
Listen,
I've so many stories that I will take to the grave, like stories, the best, you know, experiences. And I just, for me, it's a job. So I, particularly where I'm at now in my life, this is fun for me. It's now a passion again. Love I'm that. Passionate about music, but I'm like, I have a whole life outside of it. My life, I don't wake up obsessing about it. Not my life's passion to be this famous superstar. Like, it just isn't, you know. I think and even for a long time after I kind of hadn't released for years, I was really okay with leaving it being with what it had just been. And, you know, and I've different endeavors that I'm involved in, different things, you know, in my life that fill it up outside of this. And so, yeah, I don't know. And I think that might be an Irish thing as well. Yeah. Do you know where?
Fair. But also, you achieved things that, like, European artists must have been so jealous about. Like, you know, the Billboard 100, they listed you in the top 100 greatest choruses ever of the 21st century. Like, that's insane.
That's amazing.
Was there somebody pushing you in America, or did that just happen? Because I spoke to my friend from New York today, and I was telling him that we're talking to you, and he was like, oh my God, that song was nonstop in the New York gay scene all the time. People were obsessed with it.
Yeah, no, it was one of those things that it just took off. Like, nobody was expecting it. Nobody was prepared for it. Certainly not my label. So the equivalent of, I was signed to Polydor, so their partner label would have been Interscope. So then they kind of came on board when we kind of had no choice, because it was like, this is moving. But no, it certainly wasn't in the plans. If anything, that was to the detriment of a lot of my UK stuff, because who I was signed to, where, you know, very frustrated that all of a sudden I was in America for long periods of time. You know, I was touring America, I was doing radio shows here, but it's not the kind of country that you can just come to for a week or two.
Yeah,
right.
And, you know, you have to put the time in. So I was constantly just being pulled from one side of the world to the other, and there just wasn't enough of me to go around, to be totally honest. And then because I was signed to Polydor, obviously they, you know, I was there signing.
Yeah.
So it was just a weird time. I think it was almost a little bit, I almost would have liked the America stuff to maybe come a little bit later.
Right.
You know, because I'm just one person. So it was,
you couldn't be pulled kind of.
Yeah. And this is pre Zoom, pre, you know, Instagram lives where you can be doing things or you can be anywhere. Like it was just a different time. But I certainly have no regrets. I think life is literally an adventure. And I love, like, I've had some of the shittiest times, some of the most amazing times, and I love them all, you know. I'm just having my life experience, whatever that is.
What a great way to finish it. I just want to say thank you. You have always been so warm, so friendly. Anytime you've come out, either just in the George or whether you've been working, you always put on an amazing show. Yeah. And we really appreciate you giving our podcast a moment to come on and chat with us.
Honestly, it's so mutual. You know, like the love that I receive, I get so much more than you guys would ever even know. You know, like it means the world to me. And I think that's really the only reason that I'm like, okay, ready to do music now, because it, like we were saying earlier, it's like, why keep coming on the stage and not have more stuff to do?
Well, we hungry, girl. We hungry.
We're ready. We are ready. And as soon as these restrictions are down, we can't wait to see you back on stage.
Please, 1,000,000%. But I appreciate you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Samantha Mumba, the patron saint of pop music.
And make sure you stream her new singles. There's two of them. She's given you two gifts to finish off last year.
And there's loads more to come.
Yeah.
Actually, I promise.
Slán, Samantha, little Irish.
Slán, Samantha. Yeah. Thanks, girl. Thanks. So that was our interview with Queen Pop Diva Icon Legend, Samantha Mumba. She is literally like the sweetest and the most amazing artist ever. I just like massive fan still to this day.
Chat was great. She was brilliant.
So honest, so open. Loved it. And if you want to hear more of our interview, you can head over to our Patreon and sign up. There is different little packages to suit all budgets. So come and join the party. We're going to have lots of extra content coming on our Patreon, by the way.
Are we content queens now?
We are.
Are we?
We are content queens. So yeah, do head over and check it out. Even just check out what options there are. So there might be something. And we have got other stuff coming planned, because we only set this up this season. So we're 2 weeks in.
Yeah.
And excited, it's good.
Tons on it. Yeah. And you can hear what Samantha Mumba's Rotter of the Week was, which was a good one. I liked hers.
Yeah, it was good. Okay. Speaking of Rotter of the Week, it's that time.
Rotter of the Week on Petty Little Things.
Okay, Davina, I said when you arrived to my apartment, I was dying to share my rotter of the week.
And I said, don't say another word.
And like, you said you were too.
Yeah.
What was your rotter of the week? I'm dying to know. Like, because I was thinking, and I had a few, but then one really just pipped the post. And I was like, that's my one.
There's just so many. Like, there's so many. This is like, I feel like when we come to record this podcast, we should just like,
just do rotters.
Because I think it's, everyone can relate to the, some neighbors running past the window.
Oh, was he sexy?
No.
Oh.
Keep running, bitch. Okay, so there's a couple of things I'm going to give two this week. I think
go for it. Yeah. Do two. I'm going to concentrate on one.
So the first thing that really does rot me is, and I know some people will be listening going, oh my God, people who ask you to take your shoes off when you go into their house.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Do you get it? Okay. Mm-hmm. And I understand that you've lovely floors and, you know, your new house, whatever, but it's really fucking annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you like have laces and like, there's been instances over the years, and this is, it scarred me a little bit. Like, I've had shoes robbed from a party. Do you remember that time?
Oh, that was actually my party.
And I took heels off and put them inside the door, and somebody stole, like Carrie Bradshaw style, stole my heels. And I thought it was a joke. I was like, these heels have to be here.
But they never came back.
No, they never came back. I did get them back about a week later.
Oh, okay.
I did get them back. I actually hate those heels in the end.
You still wanted them back, though.
Yeah, it wasn't the point. They're my fucking heels and they were expensive. Mm. So I don't enjoy, like, walking around in, like, little sockies. I feel like that's a real at-home thing.
Yeah.
And I like feeling...
Sockies.
You know?
I love that you said sockies.
And I was at another person's house before where they made me put a shoe cover on.
Oh.
Yeah. Like an actual shoe cover over the cover.
So they're just worried about germs then.
Or a bit like, you know, they don't want like anyone's DNA in the house.
That's so fucking... Well, like you'd really want to be... Actually, okay, maybe not this year with all the COVID shit, but like... No, not shoe covers.
It does annoy me. So if you're one of these people that just leave your shoes at the door, I'm like, do you know what? Actually, I'm going. I just throw on my heels and walk back out.
Okay, before you get into your next one, mine is... Okay, so we have a lot of influencers out there.
Okay, I just took a drink of water because I feel like I'm ready for this.
Okay, a lot of influencers. I'm not coming for the influencers. I'm coming for the people that start to date the influencers and then decide that they would like to be influencers too. Okay. So like influencers' boyfriends. Do you know what I mean? And specifically, I'm getting targeted with an ad at the moment by one person. And I'm like... Who are you? No, I don't know the influencer, the person that they're going out with either. Not on my radar. And I was like, who is this person? But like, you can tell they're tagging like everything, trying to build up their little following. I'm like, okay, but that person you're with is an influencer for a reason because mm-hmm. they have these talents. What are you bringing to the table here? Mm-hmm. And just the angle that it comes out, it's also fake. It's just not natural.
Do you think they just... want the attention? Do you think they're using that person for that attention?
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. Maybe the relationship is real. But I mean, like, just because your significant other is an influencer doesn't mean you need to do the same thing. Now, it's obviously working for these people because it happens and it's just really irritating.
Is it, though?
It's just not real.
Well, speaking of as you mentioned, this is something that you probably will be into. There's a documentary on HBO called Fake Famous. Have you heard of this?
Okay.
And it's about influencers, and they take three random people and they make them influencers.
Yeah.
And they buy them followers and they set it all up and they put fake photographs and they basically see if they can make them a real influencer.
Genius.
Yeah. It's only after coming out this year, so check it out. It's actually
genius.
It's an interesting watch.
Yeah. Like, I follow some, like, great pages that, like, either for makeup tips, love a bit of that. Love watching people do in their face. Love a bit of do up a house. Love seeing all that stuff. This is just like, you're trying too hard. It's not real. And to that, I say... So that is my rotter of the week. What is your second, though?
Oh, okay. So my second is...
it's kind of
two things kind of in the same thing. So it's someone who will have on their bio on social media, proud mummy of, or proud
mummy.
Proud daddy of baby such and such, or they'll say proud mommy of fur baby such and such. Like, putting that in your Instagram bio is nauseating. Uh-huh. Like, absolutely loved it. So I'm not into that. And then these people might just say, this is another one that's kind of similar, faith in humanity restored. Anyone who says that, like, when they see some, like, you know, fake shitty post, it drives me fucking nuts. Oh my, no, humanity is still fucked.
Yeah.
Like, what are you fucking on about? Just because somebody's giving out vouchers to homeless people that they're filming for trying to get attention and likes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's set up. That's to benefit them. That is not off their own back.
Totally.
So my faith in humanity is not restored.
You still can't say that word.
Humanity.
You're not going to be a humanitarian anytime soon.
Or a philanthropist. So yes, they drive me nuts.
Okay, that's your second of
proud mummy of, fuck off.
Someone just replied to one of my stories saying that they hate when people say mummy in general.
I hate mummy. It reminds me of the royal family. Mm-hmm. Oh, mummy. Oh, mummy. How's mummy?
What do you call your mum?
I call her by her name.
Do you? Yeah. Oh, I say mum.
Yeah, no, I call her by her name because I think...
Well, that was our runners of the week. Hopefully you didn't find yourself on our list this week. But we're almost done. I just want to remind everyone at home, leave us a fucking review, bitch. Get on Apple Podcasts, get on Acast, leave us a 5-star only, because we are what? 5-star sisters.
Yeah. And we eat 4-star pizza.
No, we don't. I hate 4-star pizza.
I haven't had that in years.
Love a bit of Apache though.
Mm. Yeah.
Tamina, where can people find you online?
Anywhere. Trolling the viral videos.
Trolling, sorry.
You can find me at Davina.Divine, mm-hmm, or on Twitter at Davina Divine. Mm-hmm. I'm a belly dancer has taken my Instagram name.
Oh, the bitch.
Yeah, but we're friends. We follow each other and we're friends.
You're sisters now.
Sisters.
On Instagram, you can find me at Victoria's Secret Dublin, and on Twitter, it's at Victoria_Secret. But also follow our podcast Instagram. Mm-hmm. It is at Pay Little Things Pod. We are trying to do just more specific content only for our podcast Instagram. And don't forget, our live show is tomorrow. It is Lip Sync of Lockdown. Watch out for our update about same Petty's Day, and check out our Patreon.
It's all go here in Petty headquarters. Oh, Petty HQ.
Petty.
Right, well, that's it. That's the end.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you, Davina. And thank you for coming over and being my first visitor.
Oh, my God. I had to see it. It's like one of the 7 wonders of the world.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be less swollen next time. But until next time, you guys.
Stay petty.
Stay petty.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.